The Battery Conservancy of New York City has just announced its choice for the designer of the Gardens of Remembrance, honoring those who died on September 11th. Dutchman Piet Udolf, a landscape designer, was chosen to create the gardens near the site of the former World Trade Center at the tip of Manhattan. The gardens will be installed later this spring, and the dedication will take place in June. I spoke with NPR's Ketzel Levine, and she explained why the Conservancy chose Piet Udolf.
His style has a lot of guts. Mm-hmm. He likes big, beefy plants. He likes them massed together, and they always seem to be cavorting loudly with one another. His style has something in common with the landscape architecture firm from D.C. that popularized the use of ornamental grasses. That's Wolfgang Erme and James Van Sweden. Udolf works with a variable plant palette, and he ends up with subtle, even complicated results. And I don't mean that the plants he likes are obscure, but they are unexpected.
For instance?
Well, he likes plants in the cow parsley family. Think of Queen Anne's lace.
Uh-huh.
He likes to offset, if you will, the filigree of those classically weedy, flat-topped flowers with hammer blows from denser plants like purple coneflowers. You know the purple coneflowers?
Right. Yeah, I love
them. Okay. All right. So he's also big on a plant called Joe Pye. Its botanic name is Eupatorium, and it's a plant that's got height and heft, and it ages gracefully, which is something Udolf also looks for in a plant. And he chooses plants that constantly challenge our ideas of what is a beautiful garden, because he likes spiky shapes and unruly mounds. And he puts a lot of design considerations way ahead of plants with merely pretty flowers.
You mentioned that Mr. Udolf likes plants that age gracefully. Mm-hmm. Trees come to mind. Do you imagine that his design for the Gardens of Remembrance will have trees?
Well, John, no one's seen the final design, but I would be surprised if there was even a single tree. Piet Udolf is a perennials man.
Uh-huh.
Now, perennials, as you probably know, are plants that die back to the ground each winter, and then they emerge all more robust each spring. Udolf likes to work with them because they're in a state of almost constant change over the course of their lives. I imagine he would see the old fall cleanup, you know, when we cut back spent stalks and dried flowers in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he'd see that as an enormous waste of beauty, and it would offer nothing for the hoarfrosts of a New York winter to lean on.
Mm, how poetic.
Mm.
Ketzel, I'm getting the impression of a natural, informal, freewheeling garden, kind of a prairie style, which seems a bit odd in this extremely urban environment. Couldn't it look out of control, a bit unkempt?
Well, if I designed it, it might. But
mm-hmm.
Udolf will have a very tight rein on the way the plants and the shapes and the colors all flow into and support one another. And it won't be left to take care of itself. The Battery Conservancy has launched a campaign to raise millions to endow the upkeep of the gardens. But you're right, prairie is entirely true and freewheeling, and it will be elegant and probably breathtaking. I think, John, that what separates Piet Udolf from other landscape designers and landscape architects is that this guy is first and foremost a plantsman. I will bet you there are thousands of gardeners listening now who grow some of his plants, including a salvia he introduced. It's Salvia verticillata Purple Rain, and it is very common in gardens. So my guess is that the folks at the Battery Conservancy chose him for the job because it's a good bet he will make the Gardens of Remembrance very much alive.
Thanks, Ketzel.
My pleasure.
NPR's Ketzel Levine. Pictures of Piet Udolf's work are at Ketzel's website, Talking Plants, at npr.org.